This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wine is for sale in most Colorado grocery stores starting today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports small liquor stores are bracing for a hit to their bottom line.
Voters approved the change in state liquor laws during last November's election. Josh Robinson is the president of Argonaut Wine and Liquor, a family-owned store in Denver. He says he's already seen a few independent stores shut down ahead of the shift.
We're just hoping that enough of us survive to be able to keep up and to be able to compete on something besides convenience.
The state's largest association of independent liquor stores estimates up to a third of its members could be at risk of closing if customers shift their buying habits to national chains. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver has a new project to help tell the stories of American Indian and indigenous people. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Community members filled the gym at the Denver Indian Center Saturday for a launch party. It was hosted by Denver's Landmark Preservation Team and the Office of Storytelling. They're developing a study and documentary to share the history of Native people in the area now called Denver. Rick Williams is Executive Director of People of the Sacred Land.
I hope this project is able to shed some light on some of the stories that are not told about Native people in Colorado.
The Office of Storytelling launched in 2019. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Around Denver, a chance for snow through the day and tonight and highs in the mid-40s. Grand Junction has snow today, sunny skies tomorrow, and a high today at 43, Montrose 38. In the mountains, snow continues today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.